Hello, welcome back. We're here for our second interview of the day. I'm here with Claire. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you.
So you're going to be talking about Ghost Negatives, A Story in No Photographs. That's your title, right?
Yes.
Cool. So can you tell us a bit about what you did in the symposium?
Yes.
Because yours is a bit different, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. What I did is that I actually read out a story that I wrote after I spent the day outside of London taking photographs with a film camera. But when I developed the film, none of the images showed up, so something went wrong. And so after that, I was a little distressed. So I wrote a story about the incident, and I tried to remember all the shots. I think there were about 18 or 20, and I tried to remember what they were and what my intentions were at the time and what was happening around those shots. And so for the symposium, I selected a few paragraphs from the story, and I read it out, and I didn't show any images.
Right, but didn't you show the ghost negatives?
Yes.
In the background?
True. So what happened is that afterwards, I was actually looking at the roll, and we noticed a few shapes on it.
Mm.
And so we scanned it, and turned out that there were instances on the rolls, like you could see a few branches or you could see the shape of a rock. So I found some instances of the photos, and that was really interesting to me because I thought that I had lost everything and that nothing existed. There was no image, but it actually turned out that there were little instances of magic.
Ghost negatives.
Ghost negatives, exactly.
Yeah, do you ever figure out what happened?
I actually did.
Was there a problem with the camera?
It's not as beautiful as I'm learning to use a film camera, and it was completely my fault. I thought that I had misinserted the film,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't the case, since each photo, you know, had something on it.
Right.
It was actually, I messed up the aperture. I put it way too high.
Oh.
Thinking that it was the lowest. That's kind of like a beginning mistake that everyone
that
does.
That makes sense.
So that's why it was completely underexposed, and that's why they were dark, but there was a little...
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why they also kind of look like ghosts.
It's kind of a nice effect.
It is. I really, really like those few photos. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah, I like them too.
So there you go.
So what was the relationship between the storytelling that you told us and your understanding of photography philosophy?
Okay.
That was a big question.
Yeah, that was a big question. It's a good question.
Thanks.
Basically, I decided to use text to tell a story because it was a different way to communicate the experience, which I should have used images because I'm studying photography. And what I've been kind of looking at is the potential for images and photography to, yeah, tell beautiful stories or to be entertaining in some way and not to rely only on, you know, what they look like the aesthetics of a photograph or mm-hmm. kind of the subject matter. Because sometimes you will look at an image really fast because, you know, we're surrounded with images. So
right.
you'll look at it and you'll only see what it represents. You'll be like, oh, it's a lamp. Or, oh, rather, it's a lake. And you, yeah, lamp's not very interesting. And you'll forget that actually this is an artwork or this is, there's more than just what it represents. There's a lot behind in terms of the process or in terms of like the photographer that's taking the photo or even in terms of the style. Or it's kind of when you look at a painting, you're looking at the brush stroke, the format, you're looking at so many things. And with photography, we often forget. And what I'm trying to do with this project is kind of like look at the potential for everything that's around. So this was perfect for me because I didn't have the image. So I had to rely on other things that could maybe help people imagine the image in their head as they were listening to the story. And it's kind of in my style too, because I think my photographs are a little bit abstract and a little bit lyrical, so the text was like that too. And so yeah, it worked really well in terms of trying to have narration. And you know, a lot of photo essays, for instance, do that. Like there's this kind of a procession where you'll have maybe 10 photos and then text accompanying it, and in a magazine you won't necessarily notice it, but it's kind of a story.
Yeah.
So also, just to add on that, is like I've been going back and forth between photojournalism and art. And so kind of trying to see what's the difference, really, intrinsically. What's the difference between the two? Like they're still using the medium of photography in very different ways. And this was perfect for me in terms of using reality, what photojournalism does, but in being a little more fictional, or in having a little more style, a little more personality, and also having more voice. That's something that I've been looking at also. Photography having voice.
Right. Like your personal voice.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you start putting in your personal voice or being a little more true to really what's happening in your head, there's a lot of potential from that. There's a lot that you can offer to people that are looking at your projects.
Yeah, definitely. So how can you explore the narrative potential of the process in photography?
Yeah, that's process is a big one. It's something that I've been working on, not on purpose, for a long time. I noticed actually only recently when I was working on sculptures, I was also really, really kind of into like the prototypes, or kind of like the time that it took to make these final objects. I was in industrial design, but I really didn't care for the final project at all, which was problematic. It was about the process and the making. Like, it's so nice as an artist and a craftsperson to make something, you know, and you put so much of yourself in it. And I thought it was really sad that most of it was lost. For when you see like objects that are sold, you lose a lot of that. So I kind of branched over to sculpture, because then I could explore it, the process and the making and the prototypes and all of these discarded objects that I find beautiful. And so this is happening with photography too, where exactly kind of in the same way, I'm interested in all the things that are sort of, yeah, discarded, that we take for granted, that we throw away, that we don't think have value. And I don't know, for some reason, I think there is a lot to that. I think there's a lot of beauty that you can have from, like, for instance, photos that didn't work out when I did the film. I still find instances in those that are beautiful, that, like, I think I can do something with, and that I can offer a different outcome to people, and maybe they can look at things differently and get more from it. That happens in the process.
That's really interesting. So you're showing people that there's value in things that they would normally disregard.
Yes, exactly. I'd love to do that more too, because I think actually I was trying to explain that to a few people, and it's hard for some people to understand that they're presented with all these finalized pieces. So I think for some people it's hard to see that, and so I'd definitely like to push that more.
Yeah, I find that a lot in my own work and in other people's work. I often enjoy their sketches a lot more than the final piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. So do you see photography as purely intuitive, a purely intuitive exercise, or are there more technical aspects to consider?
Yeah, I remember that question, and I remember thinking, I mean, photography can be what it wants to be. There's so many different types of photographer. Photography belongs in different fields, you know, as I was saying. It could be in journalism, like it could be in arts, which are two very different fields. And so I'm not going for a manifesto that's like photography should be intuitive or no, but I think in my process, that's something. I think the intuition and the spontaneity is good in the experimenting. And then what you do with that experimenting, you build a project. And then once, you know, you have something more technical from that intuition. So it kind of goes together, I think. At least that's how I'm working, because, for instance, I'm learning to use film. So it's very intuitive. And from all these experiments, I'm getting something in the end that's going to be more technical. But I'm using all of those, like, little bits and pieces and adding them to the final thing. But I think, you know, there's some photographers that are way more technical, and that's great too. So, you know, it's not really about saying this is better than this is better, but also something that I've been focusing on is like, what, like, instead of asking that, asking what has value, what photography is good and why, you know, like, instead of saying this is good and this is bad, or this is better than this, it's saying like, when you're looking at these projects, why is it good? Like, why do we think that this is valuable, that this is good photography? That's really what I'm interested in.
Cool. Well, I have loads more questions, but we don't have time.
Oh, no.
So can you quickly just tell us what's in your drawer then?
Yes, of course. In my drawer, I made a little publication with my story, all of it, because I only read a few parts of it, and I think you really need to read the whole thing to get a lot from it, because the intro and the conclusion are very good. I would read them. I'm kidding.
Are they in the drawer?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone go read those.
Yes. And then I added the film roll.
Film roll.
And the photos, the ghost negative, so that's in one publication. And then I added the book from Roland Barthes, Camera Lucidia, because that really inspired me when I was building this project.
Cool. So, yeah. Great. Yeah. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you, Paul.
So we'll be back soon with Cecilia.
Ooh.
Bye.
Ciao.